This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The man who plotted to blow up a Pueblo synagogue more than a year ago has been sentenced to nearly 20 years in federal prison. Richard Holzer is a self-described neo-Nazi and white supremacist. He pled guilty in October to federal hate crimes and explosives charges. His target, Temple Emmanuel, is the second oldest Jewish house of worship in Colorado. Pitkin County will no longer require people to test negative for COVID-19 before visiting. CPR's Matt Moret reports.
Since December, anyone visiting Pitkin County has had to prove they are COVID-free and sign a form stating they understand the community's public health rules. The Aspen Times reports that nearly 70,000 people have submitted the document, which the Pitkin Board of Health called an affidavit. Now, the county has removed its testing requirements and rebranded. Business owners say the legal terminology scared visitors. Travelers will still sign an acknowledgement of the restrictions, but officials now describe it as a pledge. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
The Rockies will welcome back in-person fans on baseball's opening day, April 1st. The club says the state has approved up to 12,500 fans to watch games in person. That's 25% of capacity at Coors Field. Officials say they hope to increase that percentage in the coming weeks, depending on how COVID infection numbers look. 35 going down to 15 for Denver, 48 degrees in Colorado Springs going down to 20 overnight. It's 31 degrees in Vail going down to 10. This is CPR News.